That is. Well, Kevin, we're getting toward the top of the hour. Is there something else you want to end with? Get us a shove off.
It's always a joy having you on, man. We really appreciate it.
Well, this is 89.7 KFJC and broadcasting from Foothill College. This is KFJC Los Altos Hills. Kevin Odontes, vacationing Gus Lignos back in Boston, and myself, Robert Emmett, sitting here. Psychotronic Film Festival this Saturday night from 7 to 11 p.m. right here, Ground Zero at Foothill College, and that'll be a lot of fun. And you go to KFJC. What's that?
Plan 9 from Outer Space was on this afternoon.
Yeah, there we go. Well, coming up is actually a special. There's going to be one of the first Mayhem specials. Dr. Doug and Brain Damage are going to be interviewing the Monsters, a band from Switzerland that are currently touring the U.S. And so let's find out more about them. And thanks a lot, Kev.
Thank you, Bob. Happy Mayhem. And
there we go.
This is KFJC 89.7 FM, Los Altos Hills.
Three! I Track from the International Pop Overthrow album 1991 on that. Before that, Double Shot of Duane Eddy.
Whoa!
Captain Jack tends to leave things in an askew manner. And yeah, I'll get that fixed. Before that, Double Shot of Duane Eddy. We lost Duane Eddy yesterday, age 86, I believe. And yeah, that was a double shot there. Yep. And we opened up top with 40 Miles of Bad Road. Before that, we had Robert Emmett and Kevin O'Dante distilling the world of sports an entire week into 1 hour. Thank you to both of those gentlemen there. Letting you know, I do have a ticket giveaway coming up shortly for a band called The Monsters from Switzerland. And they're playing at the Parkside in San Francisco on Saturday the 4th.
Yes.
Yes, Saturday the 4th. Oh, yeah, I got Doug here. Dr. Doug is here. Let me turn on your mic.
Am I here? Yep.
Yep, there you are.
The Parkside.
At the Parkside down south of Market, kind of down the hill from Paturo Hill there. Seen many shows there. Good place to see a show. And they have a killer patio as well.
Yeah.
And that's the Monsters there from Switzerland. We'll be talking to them in about 10 minutes and giving away tickets shortly thereafter. So stay tuned. We got tickets for a show. Yay. Lots of stuff. Also, special thanks to mi amigo, Jay Omega, for holding down the fort last week while I was flying about, out and about. And I'm back in California, so yes, here we are. We are listening in the background to a Russian ghost radio station called The Buzzer, and we'll be hearing more from The Buzzer later tonight. But let's see, what do I got? Oh yeah, I got this coming up right now. Toxic Reasons on KFJC.
From above, a mess from Ronald Reagan to Russia with love.
son, give me a number now. Pizza, what's your number? I don't answer. Pizza, what's your number, man? I don't answer. Pizza, what's your number now? Pizza, what's your number now? I say, hey, 54 46, that's my number. Oh, 54 46, that's my number. One more time. 54 46, that's my number.
Fashion Pop on KFJC from the 2017 record. Never Aim to Please. You know what? No, it's not. It's the early. It's an earlier record than that. Anyway, records Friday Night is Killing Me, and that was Never Aim to Please. Before that, we had Toots and the Maytals, 5446, that's my number. And Toxic Reasons opened up from the Kill by Remote Control record, and that was Destroyer. That's all we heard in that set. My name is Brian Damage. This is KFJC 89.7 FM. The show is Diabolically Opposed. I'm here with Dr. Doug.
Good evening.
Who's rocking it across the board from me. And I wanted to tell you really quick that the Robert W. Crown Memorial State Beach offers leisurely strolls along a 2.5-mile shoreline, enjoyed by schools, groups, joggers, swimmers, sunbathers, fishing enthusiasts, picnickers, bird watchers, and sandcastle architects. That's a lot of things. Crown Memorial is also home to the Crab Cove Marine Reserve and Visitor Center. Operated by the East Bay Regional Park District, Crown Memorial State Beach is located at 8th Street and Otis Drive on the island of Alameda. You can phone 510-544-3175 for more information. All right, we got that out of the way.
So now we're going to do an interview with the beat man from the Monsters. We're going to play a track from the Monsters prior to that while we get it set up. And enjoy.
Yeah, this is the Monsters on KFJC. We'll be right back. on KFJC. That was the Monsters.
Yep, and put his mic on, see if he's still on.
All right, let's see if he's still there. All right, we've got a call coming in from Switzerland. All right.
No, this is from L.A.
Oh, okay.
That's why we're talking to him at this time and not on my show.
Okay.
Punch, let him in.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
All right. Beatman, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, man. We're working with a... Brian Damage and I are working with a brand new board, and this is the first time I've ever really done it, so I'm really happy to welcome you to KFJC. Greetings from America. How are you doing tonight, sir?
Yeah, very good. The jet lag is over. We started the whole tour in Mexico City, Tijuana, then Los Angeles, and tonight is Las Vegas. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people. We sell way too much merchandise. We are almost out of merchandise, so we are kind of... we need some more. But the gigs are super fun, and we are now totally... super chaos on stage, super fun.
I want to remind everybody that you're going to be at the Parkside, right? That's T-H-E-E Parkside here in San Francisco on Saturday night, right? With
we will play the Parkside, yeah
with Wes Cole and F Wolf.
Yep,
that's what we do. Yeah.
So I read a little blurb here. I'm trying to understand the language. They said teenage primitive rock and roll chainsaw massacre garage trash. Can you explain that phrase to me, sir?
Yes, when we started the band in 1986, and there was not such music like that what we do now.
I don't think there is still
rockabilly and 60s and stuff like that, and so we mixed that up together with hardcore and punk and rock and roll and smash it up into a splatter movie, and this is what comes up out when we make the music. This is like just pure guts music. It's not with the brain, it's just pure with the gut. Rock and roll, full on, full in your face, and super fun, and it's just great music. It's moves the people and moves us. If the people are moved, we are moved. It's just simple, one riff rock and roll.
I like it. So, let's see, for a couple of questions. You started out doing psychobilly. That's a favorite of mine. How did your path diverge?
Yeah. Psychobilly was at the beginning, was a very a free-form music without any borders. You know, Alien Sex Find were... psychobilly, the Cramps were psychobilly, Gun Club were psychobilly, Meteors were psychobilly, yep. King Kurt were psychobilly, The Fall were psychobilly. You know, it was a wide open space for music. Then it got narrowed down, and when it got narrowed down, a music style, you have to leave and change something. So, definitely, there is a lot of psychobilly in our music, but it's not the psychobilly people think it is. It's just pure rock and roll. We were always rock and roll, and it's just what we do. So.
Yeah, well, actually, I heard I can't remember the track. Matt, the guy from Slovenly Records, sent me to kind of rush this through. Sent me a pretty pink LP in what is it? Swiss German.
It's a fun thing. It's a new album. So I normally release all my album on my own record label. It's called Voodoo Rhythm Records. And Pete had the idea to release the same version in our native language. And our native language, we are from Bern, Switzerland. Our native language has the name Schweizerdeutsch. And this is a Swiss German, kind of a super dialect of German. Like nobody understands it. Like 8 million people only speak that language. And if you want to have this album on this very bizarre language. And so we recorded the whole album again with this language. Was very difficult because the language is very harsh. It's like you can say it's a mix between Finnish and Russian or something like that. Very bizarre language.
Yeah, you burned two translating programs out, or I did, trying to read the track titles. So yeah, it's pretty not difficult.
Not possible.
Yeah, it's no, not, it isn't.
This language is not even a written language. Our national language is not a written language. Nobody can write this language down. Everybody can write the language down as they want. You know, there are absolutely no rules to say it and no rules to write it even. And it's our national language. What is makes it even more bizarre, this language.
Oh my God! I'll bet you the texts around that around your neighborhood are wondering, leave one wondering for sure. There's another. Oh, you actually have a country tinged song on this new album also, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
It's a country tinged song, a cowboy song. Kind of. I mean, that's what it sounded like to me. It's like, oh my God, they're touching some country stuff, and I can't remember the title.
It's called Yellow Snow Drink.
Yeah, that's in English. Yeah, what's it called on the album?
Yeah, it's called Yellow Snow Drink. So the whole album actually has almost no lyrics. Every song has like two or three words that we repeat constantly, and so we thought to give it a little more, intellectual touch, the whole album. We write a song with a lot of lyrics and very stupid lyrics, and this is called Yellow Snow Drink because we are from Switzerland, and where when you are in the mountains, every mother tells you, kid, don't eat the yellow snow. That's what we don't. So we wrote about the song, Don't Eat That Yellow Snow.
Following in Frank Zappa's footsteps, right?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool.
We love Frank Zappa.
He wrote a song about you guys, right? Well, he had a tragedy there, that's what it was. So, do you sing in your concerts now? Do you sing in English? Or do you sing in...
Yeah.
So yeah, if I go, I'm going to hear the lyrics in English, right?
You know, the thing is, we present our music, and when we play in Switzerland, we sing it sometimes in the language that they understand.
Sure.
So it's German, but when people from other countries are in the audience, they don't speak Swiss German, so we sing it in English. It doesn't make sense if I sing a song in Swiss German when I'm in America, when all people in America speaks English. So it's we're presenting our music, so I want that people understand if we have only one or two words, those words are important. So for us, it's important that they understand those words. We have one song, it's called More You Talk, Less I Hear You. And this is kind of, if you don't understand that, so it's like the whole song doesn't make sense anymore.
Sure. Well, I actually understand that concept, too. And you have a couple, you guys apparently have some traffic issues there at Bern, too, huh? You got two songs about traffic, one electro bikes and one about just traffic jam or something, right?
Yeah, the other one is a carpool lane.
Yeah, because that's what it was.
We don't have a carpool lane in Switzerland, so, but I'm a lot in Los Angeles because my daughter lives in Los Angeles, and when I had my daughter on the back seat, so I could use the carpool lane. And it's from Los Angeles, so we made kind of something like a hair metal song out of it, and it's called Carpool Lane. The other song called Electro Bike.
Thank you.
Because it's a ridiculous. In Switzerland, we have so much electro bikes, and most people who drive those electro bikes are like, people who want to save the world, you know, with green power, etc. But if you have an electro bike with a battery in it, it's like it's totally the opposite. So, and it's very ridiculous. So it's better to have a bike without electro, just bike just it pedal like it, huh? Normal yep. way. Yeah.
Well, I know that for my way of thinking, the Swiss German, whatever it is, really makes that LP harder in terms of musically. It gives it a certain edge. But after listening to the English version, I'm going to buy the download on and put that here. You know, seriously, that the Swiss version is we're probably one of the only stations around that would be playing German music on the radio here, other than marching bands. So we're actually having fun with it. I know I am, and I'm looking forward. I'll bring that one in a couple of weeks, maybe, and have a compare and contrast. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make your show on Saturday. Yeah, no, I was really looking forward to it, but I got an emergency pickup from a grandmother in from coming in from Panama City. So
I'm sorry to hear.
So am I. Actually, it wasn't supposed to be planned that way, but that's the way it happened. So enough of my problems. Where are you going after you hit San Francisco?
We're going to tomorrow is Palmdale, that's near Los Angeles. Then we're going to Santa Cruz and Portland, etc. Lots of many other shows, and then we end up in Seattle and fly back on May 12th. Then I have like 3 or 4 days off and then continue touring in Europe. So.
Okay, so are you going to be, are you planning a more extensive tour in the future for America? Or the North America?
I definitely hope so. If this tour turns up really good and the promoters are happy and they tell it to or agency, and I hope so, the agency will set up more shows for us in the future. I really hope so. We love to play in America. People are great. The food is always great, and the beer is fantastic.
Wait a minute! You're close to Germany, and you're saying the beer is fantastic. Okay, I'll go with that one. So, has it been a good turnout so far? I mean, have you had a pretty positive response from people?
Well, yeah, very very positive. It's mostly sold out. The shows. A lot of people come. Mexico was completely insane. And yesterday, LA was super amazing as well. All my friends came in Los Angeles, so many people. It was amazing, good. Super turnout, and so far it's great. We'll see what happens. So.
Excellent, excellent. I know we're excited here. Tell me again, where are you going to be on Saturday, on the 5th of May, or 4th of May?
On Saturday, so let me...
You're going to be at the Parkside...
Yeah, at the Parkside. We're going to be at the Parkside.
Yeah.
Let me see. On the 15th, on May 4th, we're going to play in San Francisco at the Parkside.
Saturday.
And a day later, we're going to play in Reno, and then we have a day off. So in San Francisco, we're both going to be like super fresh because we come direct from Santa Cruz. We're going to jump into the ocean and then drive up to San Francisco, and then we're going to rock the house.
Go in the water in Santa Cruz, not in San Francisco.
What? I'm sorry?
I said go in the water when you're in Santa Cruz. Don't try to go into it when you're in San Francisco.
Yeah, I think we have more time in Santa Cruz than in San Francisco.
That's a great place to spend.
But I love San Francisco as well. I played many times in San Francisco. Oh. I have many friends. Great. Always an amazing garage scene. Looking forward.
Excellent. Well, it was great to talk with you, Beatman. And
thank you so much.
I'll have to catch you on the next time, that's for sure. I'm sorry I'm missing you.
I hope so. Thank you for the telephone interview.
Yes, thank absolutely. You. And we have the Monsters coming up here from the brand new record. Beatman, if you want to pronounce it for us in Swiss German.
Du bist krass, ich bin Trash, heisst es auf Schweizerdeutsch. Und ich sage jetzt die Ansage auf Schweizerdeutsch, dass niemand tut Hunger steht. This was my language, can you hear it? So it's like eating spaghetti, so nobody can understand that.
And this is side one, track one, Ich bin krank?
What?
Yeah, side one, track one is Ich bin krank. Close?
Yeah, yes, ich bin krank.
All right. Here we are on KFJC with the Monsters. Thanks
so
much.
By the way, before you go, the English translation of that LP is, "Your class, I'm trash." Right?
Yes, it is.
It's a great title, too. It was great to talk with you, Beat Man.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Fantastic. All right, this is The Monsters on KFJC. We'll be having a ticket giveaway right after this. Monsters on KFJC. That was, I don't know. I'm going to work off the English translations of these. So that was Smell My Tongue. And before that, Gimme Germs. And we do have a pair of tickets to see The Monsters. And that's this Saturday in San Francisco. And the show is at 8 o'clock. The Monsters, West Colt, and F-Wolf. And I have a pair of tickets for the third caller. And the really hard question is, what's your name and what's your phone number? So give me a call, 650-941-2500. Third caller at 650-941-2500 gets a pair to see The Monsters in San Francisco on Saturday night. All right. And we're going to move on from there. And let's see. Ah. Okay, we're going to kind of get back to how we started, how we planned it quite a while ago here. And this is Grease Dealer on KFJC.
Thank you.
on KFJC, Grease Dealer, from their upcoming record. Let's see. That was... There's all sorts of chaos here today. All right, Grease Dealer from their new upcoming records called Spontaneous Combustion. That was Death, Taxes, Funk, and we had the Monsters before that. And congratulations to Charles from Saratoga. He is going to see the Monsters in San Francisco on Saturday night at the Parkside. And I had been handed another note just about 30 seconds ago that we actually have another pair of tickets. So I will have some more Monsters tickets coming up in the next hour. And so stay tuned for that. And yeah, okay, let's see. I have to play catch up here. First of all, I wanted to tell you that Justice at Last is a mobile nonprofit legal practice with satellite offices throughout the Bay Area. Justice at Last offers comprehensive support with criminal records clearance, immigration relief, employment rights, restraining orders, emergency custody, youth law, debt relief, and identity theft. In addition, this firm provides free legal representation and case management exclusively to trafficked persons. For more info, see justiceatlast.org. That's justiceatlast.org. Okay, and I'm also supposed to play this thing here, but I'm going to wait a little bit. It's the Mayhem calendar. Month of Mayhem starts today. Happy May Day, yada yada. Okay, we're gonna move on. And oh yeah, this. All right, from... I'm sorry about all the chaos here. I try and, you know, keep this in check, but if there was video of what was going on, like in the first 20 minutes here, you'd be like, what, is there a DJ in there? It's just, I see a ton of people. From Halifax, Nova Scotia. Yes, the east coast of Canada, is a band called Safe Word. And there are several bands called Safe Word. Most of them are not good. This is the good Safe Word. And if you look for Safe Word the band, all one word, you will find them. From a new single from them called Can't Hate You Forever. This is... LP. Can't Hate You Forever. This is See Through Time. Safe Word on KFJC.
Who's got no brain?
on KFJC. Safe Word from Nova Scotia. And if you happen, so that's from the forthcoming record called Can't Hate You Forever. That's available Friday the 17th. And if you happen to be in Nova Scotia, they are playing with Space Bud and Dinosaur at the Woodside Tavern in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. And that's May 18th. They're also playing a skate park benefit at Seaforth Hall on June 8th. So that is Safe Word. All right. And let's see, we got, oh yeah, I got to play this. I'm like a half hour late because we were doing the thing. This is the Mayhem Calendar on KFJC.
Here at KFJC, the month of mayhem is upon us once again. Here are some cool special programs we've got coming up this month.
On Wednesday, Mayhem First, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Exploring the Bristol Sound on Beyond Trip Hop, a history and overview of the Bristol music scene, hosted by Ann Arbor.
Doing It to Death, a tribute to James Brown, hosted by Spliffskankin and the KFJC Soul Enthusiasts. That'll be on Friday, Mayhem 3rd at midnight, to Saturday, Mayhem 4th at midnight.
On Saturday, Mayhem 4th, from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Jeremiah Johnson hosts Oral Experimentation, Exploration and Exploitation Part 1. KFJC enters the wormhole and embarks on the interdimensional journey of time and space.
Snap, Crackle, Pop Goes the Vinyl, Monday, Mayhem 6, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., hosted by Max Level, Hammerhead the Leader, and Jersey Girl.
Exploring the Bristol Sound, the Mark Stewart Edition, Wednesday, Mayhem 8th at 10 a.m., hosted by Mr. S. An exploration of the work of Mark Stewart, a prominent figure in the